carbon tax bill comes into effect at the beginning of June. This is going to impact individuals, corporates and broader society. This is a culmination of South Africa's having made commitments at an international and local level to be a responsible state and utilise measures to help mitigate climate change, which is also causing havoc on the continent, be it drought, floods and so on. To tell us what broadly the introduction of this new law means, I'm joined on the line by James Ross. He's an associate at Norton Rose Fulbright. Thanks for joining us, James. Let's start with the premise of the carbon tax. Why has South Africa chosen this path?
Thank you for having me on, Nampu. So the tax is formulated part and parcel of our obligations under the Paris Agreement. The build-up to it did come from before the Paris Agreement, but as part of our national determined contribution under that agreement, a carbon tax is one of the ways which South Africa as a country is aiming to become carbon neutral by 2050.
So practically speaking, for the individual, for corporates, in what instances are people going to have to pay the carbon tax?
The industries which are going to be taxpayers, there's a wide variety of them, and they're listed within one of the schedules to the bill. Basically, anyone who emits carbon or conducts an activity which results in carbon emissions above a certain threshold is going to have to pay tax on the emissions above that threshold.
So in the instance of, you know, going to the pump and filling your car, if your greenhouse emissions are zero at that point, why is it that you're having to already pay for a carbon tax at that point? Because you have to fulfill a certain threshold before you start being penalized.
Well, because it's the tax is separated according to various activities. So that list of industries I mentioned earlier ranges everything from ceramics manufacturing to petrochemicals, whereas petrol is a separate listed activity. So the fact that petrol prices have raised is one of the ways that government is implementing this tax. It's important to note that the tax doesn't just apply to companies, but it also applies to public entities.
Yes, indeed. And then one of the things that, you know, people often don't like about our tax system is that, okay, fine, we have the carbon tax, but is that now going to go into the general kitty, or is that going to be siphoned off into a separate kitty so that it can actually enable us to do more work in the area of climate mitigation?
There's been no definitive talk about ring-fencing the funds which come from the tax. I think we would all like it. It would be ideal if the money was put towards some sort of sustainable action. But at this point, we have nothing definitive on that.
So, James, in the budget speech, it was indicated that the carbon tax would be instituted in two phases, a first three-year and then another seven-year phase. Just explain to us what that phases are all about.
Exactly as you said. So it's the level of impact which the tax is going to have. The first phase is going to go from 2019 to 2022. And then the second phase is 2023 to 2030. What it means practically is that there's a large number of offsets and tax breaks which are being allowed under the first phase. The basic tax rate for the carbon tax is 120 Rand per ton of CO2. But with these offsets, no one's going to be paying anything more than 48 Rand per ton. There's a minimum offset of 60% for the entirety of phase one, which can increase depending on the industry which is involved or the emission activity under assessment.
Just break it down for us, James. You've touched on the concept of offsets. What does that really mean?
There are various things. For instance, electricity prices right now have 100% offset. Electricity prices are not going to raise as a result of the carbon tax bill. That's something that Treasury has said. Whereas petroleum might have a 90% offset, but it would vary by industry and by activity.
Right. So depending on what you're engaged in, you may be getting a discount on the penalty, basically, of the carbon tax.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So South Africa is a signatory to the 2015 Paris Agreement. And as you've mentioned already, the aim is obviously for all the signatories of that agreement to effect actions that will mitigate climate change. In terms of South Africa's undertakings, are we on track in terms of the time commitments that we made?
Well, it remains to be seen. The NDC is only going to come into effect from next year under our obligations, which we've made. We're looking at peaking with our emissions between 2020 and 2025 and only start the absolute decline of greenhouse gas emissions after 2040. So it is a long road. But the carbon tax bill, as I said before, is just one of the tools which has been identified as a means of implementing this or achieving this target.
What other means are we going to be using?
There's other national strategies. There's a draft climate change bill, which was put out last year. As of today, there was also the framework, a draft framework, which was published. Nothing which has any concrete impact at this point.
Mm. So as the financial effects of carbon tax begin to take hold, I suppose the move towards renewable energy will become an even greater imperative for society at large, even for so-called climate change denialists, just in order for us all to mitigate the higher cost of doing things.
Well, it's a reality. The version of carbon tax or carbon pricing in over 40 countries around the world at the moment. And that number is only going to increase.
Mm.
I think climate change is here. What businesses need to do is assess their operations and identify the mitigation measures which best suit their business.
Yeah. You're a legal person, James, so this might be a little bit of a curveball for you, but it's one that I think is worth thinking about. So assuming we don't look back as a country and there is a wholesale move towards consumption of less fossil fuel-based energies, do you think this will mean that the coal endowment that South Africa has may soon not be utilised anymore, especially as other markets around the world that we export to also push in the direction of greener technologies?
Well, there is that push for greener technologies. I think at this moment, again, with the reality is that we are reliant on coal. We don't have the capacity right now to shift to 100% renewables, but that's something to be seen in the next 10, 20, 30 years.
That was James Ross. He's an associate at Norton Rose Fulbright.